So here's the thing. And this goes back to, you know, a couple weeks ago, made a controversial statement about the Jay-Z thing, and it was like $500,000 of Jay-Z, and then, you know, everybody was up in arms and ish, don't come for me, ish. So love,
Shout
man.
out to my
We gotta
guy.
keep light skin unity. But you know, the
Absolutely.
whole thing with the Jay-Z and the $500 and all that, it's a bigger issue than that. Because that's a hypothetical situation. It's never really gonna happen, right? But the issue is that if you have no value to bring to somebody, of course you should take the money. Why would you take a dinner with somebody that you're not gonna be able to benefit them? But the whole point in life is that you should work every single day to make yourself as valuable as possible. Because when you meet somebody that can change your life, it's important for you to be in a position to actually take advantage of that, right? So it's like, for me, this Don Peebles thing is a real full service moment because, you know, I met Don Peebles 15 years ago and I read his book. And he was coming to New York and he was doing something. And at the time, I was just starting out as a financial advisor. I was probably like 20 something years old. And I was in Manhattan. I went and he spoke and I waited afterwards. And I introduced myself to him. I told him, you know, I read your book, da da da. I'm a big fan of everything that you have. And he was like, you know, just keep working. And that's what I did. And then the next time that we meet him, now it's a whole different situation. Because now we actually have real value to bring to the situation. So now we're prepared to take advantage of it. And I always tell people, it's like at some point in time, you're gonna meet somebody that can change your life. The thing about it is, most of the time, you're not ready. So when you meet Jay-Z, when you meet Don Peebles, what you're going to do is ask for a picture. You're gonna ask for a picture.
Mistake.
And it's like, because at that moment, that's the only thing that you can really conjure in your brain, right? I guarantee you, at some point in time, you're going to meet somebody that can change your life. If you're not ready, then that's on you because you haven't put yourself in a position to add value. So from the time that I met Don Peebles to the next time that I met him 15 years later, I worked every single day for 15 years. I didn't know exactly what I was going to do, but I knew at some point I was going to be in a position to add value. And the next time I met him, it was a completely different conversation. Because now I'm not just asking for a picture. I'm not just saying, hey, I like your book. Now we have a whole media empire that is behind us. So now he sees the value. Now the conversation is, how can we work together? How can we collaborate? Right? That's not done by accident. So this, like I said, this goes back to this dinner situation. Of course, the situation that we're in right now in life is a lot different than most, but that's because we worked our whole life to get here. So we worked our whole life. So now we have enough value add that anybody that we sit down with is going to be a productive conversation. So just keep that in mind because it's like relationships ultimately are more valuable than money. And this goes back to even the Michael Roberts. If you don't know who Michael Roberts Sr. is, you should look him up.
Google him.
Guy's worth over probably 500 million, close to $1 billion. Who's counting? Black billionaire. So took three companies public. Telecommunications.
Say that part
He
again.
took three companies public. But it's like, you know, these are the type of people that you want to network with, right? But the only way you're going to be able to network with them is if you're just as valuable as they are. That's the part that nobody tells you. Networking is not just get in a room and just be in a room. Networking is get in a room, but you have to add value to be in the room. Get in the room is only half the battle. Then you'll just be in the room. There's a lot of people just in the room and people are saying, why are you here? But it's like now, if you have enough value to bring, then you understand that your resources, your network is much more valuable than money. And the last thing I'll say about this is, shout out to Derek Falcon. He had said something a while ago and he was like, you know, you talk about middle class, you talk about poor people. When people say, okay, I'm gonna fall off, and people, when you think about falling off, right? What's your first thought? If you lose everything today, what's your first thought? I'm gonna hustle, I'm gonna get it back, I'm gonna go back on the grind. He said, no, rich people, how I'm thinking, right? Like, my first thought is, I'm gonna call my friends. I'm gonna call my friends. And it's like, they're gonna help me. And that's the whole point of cultivating relationships, right? And I thought about it, I'm like, damn, you're right. You're really right.
That's
And
real.
that's what I'm gonna do. Like, God forbid, if everything falls apart today, I feel like I have enough resources where I'm gonna call some people. I'm not even gonna call them to ask them. It's not about asking them for money, but it's to ask, it's going, yo, I need this to, I need to get put back in position.
The real one's gonna send it right away too.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, I'm not even gonna ask. I'm gonna ask to get put back in position. Yo, I need this. I need you to introduce me to this person. I need this. I need to be on your show. I need to do this. I need to do it. Like, and they're probably gonna say yeah because I've helped them.
The way you treated them on the way up.
You know what I'm saying? Yep, it's like that's the difference. It's like, who do you have to call on? Right? That's your network. That's why I say relationships worth more than money, because ultimately money goes up, it goes down. It's something that, you know, is a byproduct of what you've built, but relationships are here forever. And you really can't even put a value on that. You can't put a value on having Don Peebles on speed dial. You really can't. Like, what's the price? What's the price point that it is to have a personal relationship with Robert Smith? Is it worth 1 million? Is it worth 10 million? I don't, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how do you even measure
you
that?
You can't quantify
money?
It. Because
you don't know how much money can actually come from that. Like, how much money can come from Steve Harvey having a relationship with him, right? Like, these are things that you have to understand. So all of that to say, Don Peebles, a gentleman and a scholar, but I just really want to hammer that in, because it's like, we can talk about our takeaways, but I guarantee you, you're going to meet somebody that's going to be able to change your life. I guarantee you. If you live in LA, you're going to run across somebody. Just wait on
every day.
Just wait in the Beverly Center.
Or Starbucks.
Yeah, just
go to lunch on Sunset.
Just be on Sunset.
It's going to happen.
You're going to run into Stevie Wonder. Like, it's going to happen for you. You're going to run into Tyler Perry. Like, just wait. Yeah. If you live in LA, just wait outside. Like, I'm being honest. If you live in New York, just like LA, Atlanta. If you don't live in those places, go to those places and just wait. Like, you're gonna, some point in time, you're going to meet somebody, or you could be intentional like me. When I was intentional about meeting Don Peebles, I went and I met him. I didn't have enough to offer him at that time. But if I had enough to offer him at that time, I might have changed my life 15 years ago.
True.
So it's like, I guarantee you at some point in time, you're going to meet somebody that can change your life. Are you prepared? If you're not prepared, if you're not prepared, start preparing yourself. Day in, day night, day in and night. And when the time comes, take advantage of it.
Every moment prepares you for the next one. It's a fact. Every moment. We never skipped any steps. No steps were skipped. No battles were not fought. Like, we grinded, literally grinded for years. We had, I remember conversations we used to have before we started teaching, before you were a financial advisor. We were sitting in the car like, yo, what are we going to do? All right, this is my plan. This is your plan. All right. Let's go after it.
Let's
go, like, fearlessly. Let's just go after it. Let's create this business. After that, let's see if this works. It didn't work. All right. Well, what did we learn from it? All right. Let's attack the next thing. We didn't skip any steps. That's why I always tell people, they're like, yo, man, this happened so fast. 5 years, 4 years. And I'm like, nah, bro. Like, we was really in a band room, 97 degrees, like people on vacation in Costa Rica. You know what I'm saying? Spending 2 months of their summer just on vacation. We were teenagers in a band room with cafeteria tables, just getting to it and really just trying to encourage them and help them learn. It's a fact, man.
You know what's one of the best stories of that? Big Sean. Big Sean. If anybody doesn't know Big Sean's story, so how he got
put outside.
Kanye West was in Detroit for a radio run. He went to the radio station, and Big Sean, you know, he knew he was coming to the radio station. He stayed outside the radio station, and he saw him walking. He's like, yo, I can rap. I'm sure that happens every single day, all day, right? He's like, I can rap. I got bars. So Ye, like, all right, rap. And as he's walking, Ye's still walking, like, all right, rap for me. And he said he rapped for 10 minutes straight. Mm-hmm. And at the end of it, he's like, all right, what's your information? And then the rest is history. The bottom line is that how long you think it took him to prepare himself for that moment? He didn't know exactly when that moment was going to happen. Mm-hmm. He didn't know when it was going to happen. He didn't even probably know who it was going to be. It could have been Jay-Z. It could have
50 at the time.
It probably could have been anybody.
Yep.
But he was preparing himself for years. Not only just from a talent standpoint, but from a psychological standpoint as well, because it's how many people are going to have enough courage to do that? That's another thing.
Maybe 10%. Like,
you only get one shot.
How many people
you got to go after it.
That's and from Detroit, like, you only get one shot. Don't miss your chance to blow. Like, that's the microcosm. Like, if we had to paraphrase this, do not miss your shot.
It's going to happen.
Let me ask you guys a question.
Don't miss your shot.
Going to happen.
How many people do you know actually work 7 days a week? Even when they sit, like, we're in bungalow, everybody's sending texts, trying to get deals done.
That's a fact.
How many people do you see actually working 7 days a week?
The entrepreneurs. Because when you're an entrepreneur, there's no days off. So the entrepreneurs working 7 days a week, but I feel that...
Even out of them, how many?
I don't know
when the opportunity is there and people can feel when you're prepared.
Mm-hmm.
People can feel it. Like even when last time Peter called me, he like, hey, I need you come to the exchange. I'm like, bro, I don't feel like going. I'm tired. Like, go. People from Citadel, JP Morgan, like you have to be. Then I'm talking to the market maker who trades the most amount of shares for Exxon, and I'm telling them where I would get in. I'm not qualified technically to have a conversation, but me not missing any days in the market made me really confident. Me and Ross Mack was just there chopping it up, and he's talking about what he did at Morgan Stanley. Amazing interview, by the way. And a black box trading, and like you have to stay on your ish. Every shout out to my brother Ish. Ish said he want to come on and debate too, by the way. So we got to set that up. But I'll tell, I'm like, but even for the 500 is not a lot. You go, you get a car, jewelry, put away some tuition, taxes. The 500 be gone in a year.
Less, bro.
Got to have a real conversation about like what it really takes to keep. And I know my $28 million number sounded crazy a couple years ago. You can blow through 500,000 in LA or New York, New Jersey. Shout out to Jersey. In a year, getting a house and a car and tuition and taking care of your kids the way they should be taken care of. You got to set the bar higher.
And also this next time, take next time out of your vocabulary. Take next time out of your vocabulary, because it's like that one of the biggest crutches and the scapegoats that you people use. They're like, oh, I'm doing next time. Mm-mm. I'm going next time. I'll see him next time. Mm-mm. Like, I remember that. I'll tell you a story. Like, that's what happened when we met Jay Prince in Houston. And the girl was telling me, she was like, now is not a good time. It's the only time.
Yeah, we got to make shit happen.
It's the only time. How are you going to tell me it's not a good time when he's here? And this is the only time.
Going back to courage. No, that's a valuable lesson.
What are we talking about?
We're not going to get another chance. We got to maximize this opportunity because we're not guaranteed that.
Right now.
That was a lesson. Again, some of these things we learned, like when, and shout out to Biggs, you know, like I'm a big Rockefeller guy. We had an opportunity to interview him in our first year of doing Earn Your Leisure. And I was like, you know what? He's coming to New York. We'll do it when he gets there. I didn't seize that moment.
4 years later.
4 years later, we still haven't sat down with Biggs. And no disrespect to him. And, you know, we've met him a few times. It just hasn't happened. But I realized in that moment, that will never happen again. When we have an opportunity to do something, we're doing it. Mm-hmm. We're doing it.
You're doing it right there.
Yeah, we're doing it.
Yep. Even when they came to town, they're like, hey, we're going to be here. I just had picked up Xander. I'm like, Xander, go to bed, bro. Sorry. I don't never pop out on a Thursday. I'm like, yo, I'm on the way. You can't, like, and you have to show up so people can feel your energy. Shout out to, like, Jonathan. Shout out to him. Shout out to JR. They like, I've been following you for a minute. But it's different when a person can be around your energy and also see that you're solid and you move with character. One thing, I came and introduced myself to everybody. Like, these are small things that people are going to see, but you have to show up and be there in person. I know social is amazing. People can't feel your character on social media.
And they're going to stop. As soon as you walk in, and shout out to Larry again, but you walked in, people are stopping you because it's like, yo, you're here in real life. I got to stop you to tell you how much I've learned, how much you've helped me. Can we take a picture in the middle of a nightclub, you know? Yes. Pineapple juice was in the air, but we gotta stop because yo, it doesn't matter the environment. We're in this environment together. We're one of the people. We with the people. Of course, we're gonna stop and have a conversation. That's somebody was saying that to me. My man Mario, shout out to Mario, Believe 313. Shout out to him.
Yeah,
he was like, yo, I've been around y'all a few times. One thing I noticed, y'all never say no. Like, it doesn't matter how much times people want to take a picture or they want to pick your brain, y'all always open to the conversation. I'm like, yeah, because this opportunity, this is somebody's, yo, this is my one time. And I understand that.
Facts.
I understand it. I didn't always understand
when that girl
it.
Grabbed us, man.
Yeah, she it's was like, so yo, excited. This is like, the one moment. Let me tell you about this business I have. And it's like, yo, I want to be gracious with the and precious with the time that they have because I know it takes courage. I met a young lady at this gala and she was almost in tears. I'm like, you're good. We're going to have a conversation. I'm going to walk you through this. This doesn't even have to be a nervous interaction. Tell me about what you're doing. And for 20 minutes, we talked about it. And I said, you know what? Everything that we just talked about, I want you to walk in the room and I want you to just use it. And let's see what happens tonight.
And sometimes people are ready. Sometimes they are ready. That's another thing too. You got to listen.
True.
You got to listen.
That is true.
If you don't listen, you could actually miss out on your opportunity. It's not always the other person's opportunity. Sometimes it's your opportunity as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes they actually do have $1 billion idea.
That's a fact.
Know.
That is a fact.
Or they may be trying to, listen, when all the attacks came out last year, I was out. Somebody stopped me like, hey, I need to put a bug in your ear. This is about to happen. I could have been like, nah, bro, I'm busy. Like, sometimes God has sent some angels to you as well to tell you what to look out for.
Mm-hmm.
Make time for people. That's a lot of labels, a lot of artists, a lot of business people who didn't listen for them 5 minutes because they was too busy. Whew. Huge mistake.
Nah.
Huge mistake. Take the time.
That's Wall Street Trapper. That's his story. Mm-hmm. He came to, we had a networking party in Houston. This was four years ago.
Yeah. I heard that was lit too. I'm mad.
Legendary situation. He came to the networking party from New Orleans, flew in, and introduced himself. He came to meet us. He introduced himself to me. He said, my name is Wall Street Trapper. I'm on Instagram. I'm like, oh yeah, I see your post. And he's like, you know, I wanted to introduce myself. He told me his story. Da, 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 da. And I said, okay, well, are you interested in doing a show? You want to get on the podcast? He said, yeah. Tell me when, where to be. I'm like, all right, let's do New York next week. And he flew to New York. I don't think he was in New York before. It was his first time coming to New York. He flew to New York. He came to the studio and we did an episode 44.
Mm-hmm.
Fire.
Brown table, green wall.
And that changed everything. It's documented. It's legendary. It's not a theory.
It's legendary. He's prepared.
He was ready.
It's documented. East Side Golf.
Mm-hmm.
Another one. Shout out to Earl. Met him at the lobby of the Lowe's Hotel.
Shout out to his sister, too.
And once again, he was prepared.
Mm-hmm.
He came up to me. People call me all the time. You got to put me on your show. No, I really don't. I really don't have to put you on the show. But he
might clip that up.
It's a fact, though, bro.
But he came up to me. And he was like, yo. He said, yo, I got a company, Eastside Golf. I'm like, okay. Golf company, okay. Okay. We partnered with Jordan Brand. Excuse me. Then he showed it to me on his phone. People say anything. Showed me an article in Forbes. Eastside Golf partners with Jordan Brand. So you got to say, that's instant credibility. There's no more credible. What else do you want to do? Like, he's prepared. He had it. Imagine if he's like trying to fumble through his phone and trying to find it and, oh man, can't find it. He probably had it on saved. Like, he knew, okay, I'm going to meet him. I'm going to tell him this, but I'm not just going to tell him this. I'm going to show it to him.
Let me show it.
Elevator speech.
And it helps be kind in those DM and comments too, because imagine if they would have been slandering you in your DMs before. Which I've seen people try to get interviews at other places and they go back up 2 years and like, be kind, do the work.
Be prepared.
That'd be the answer, man. How do you get on? Make sure that you hot wherever you at, that the people tell like, yo, they need, you need to be up there. Your work ethic and your grind is going to be speak so loud. The volume is going to be so loud that it's going to be evident. We're going to be like, yo, we got to speak to this person. They're doing something incredible. Why, you know what I mean? All we do is highlight people who are doing incredible things. Why wouldn't we highlight you?
Even when I did episode 70, I was supposed to be in California. Jury's like, yo, Trump shot interview, you got to cancel.
No, that's a fact. It was an event. That was a Sunday in January.
Yeah, I was like, all right, cancel to change it. Showed up.
With the producer chair. In the high chair.
In my boy. Producer chair in my kitchen.
And he can't produce. I'll say it now. And can't produce nothing.
Yo, we should. I'm not going to go there.
Legendary.
We still got that footage?
Legendary.
Do we still have that footage?
Yeah, we have it. Terrible.
Legendary. Legendary.
Shot that shit off of Nokia 3600.
Legendary high chair.
I'll say it. High chair boy.
In the kitchen.
What will we do with that footage? Wow.
High chair in the kitchen.
Bloopers.
when you got it, what did you think? When you got the footage, what did you think?
I said, bro, you sent me the wrong files. Like, he's like, no, these are the edited files. I'm like, what? Troy's like, let me see. I said, I can't even do that.
When you saw the high chair, what was your first thought when you saw the high chair? Did you know the high chair was coming?
I didn't know. When I saw the high chair, I'm like, he's trash.
I'm like,
I've never seen any dope videographer or filmmaker have the high chair.
He took over the whole situation.
I said, where are we going to put this, bro?
He had a director's chair. That was a legend.
That's like if you go hooping, you see a dude with a Jordan headband and a sleeve and a Jordan. I'm like, you getting 8
if he got the arm sleeve and two wristbands and a headband, he getting
this over with.
4 fouls and 3 turnovers.
Legendary.
Fact.
Boy.
Fact.
Legendary, man.
That's funny. I had a good time with y'all this weekend. It was fun.
Yeah, shout out to you. It's
always good to catch up, man. Yeah. Market Mondays, we got some big announcements coming that we can't announce. Can't announce yet. Can't announce
Vermont,
yet.
Wyoming, we're coming.
Wyoming on the way.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Bag drop. A mic drop. Bag drop.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.